We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the line is personal trainer Robbie Raw. Now, Robbie, I've been seeing this all over the places. People are in isolation. They're trying to come up with creative ways to stay fit. You know, the gyms are closed. There's only so much running you can do outside, especially, you know, with this wet weekend we have coming up. So everyone's kind of looking for an edge. What can you do to stay active in a fun way at home? I'm sure you have some tips for us.
Absolutely. Good morning. So, you know, I've been posting that I actually have over 100 people in a Zoom that I'm teaching in my living room with the dog around and everything else. I just decided not to do a Facebook thing because I wanted to interact with people. I wanted them to interact with each other. So I started this for my class, and it just kept growing. And it's really helped us both physically and mentally, just seeing each other and being able to exercise like that. But, you know, exercise, Brian, increases our lymphatic circulation, which helps to boost our immune system. So it's not just to make us feel good. It actually is to help boost our immune system. And as a nurse and nutritionist, that's what I'm concerned about for my patients. We've got to think of non-pharmaceutical ways to help boost our immune system. Of course, we are what we eat. I always say that, but immune-boosting foods that are high in vitamin C and antioxidants like blackberries, blueberries, raspberries, elderberries are extremely important, along with greens that are high in phytonutrients, ginger, garlic, also very important, turmeric, and foods that help our gut, our microbiome. We have that microbiome ecosystem in our body, and so that helps dictate our immune system. So like kombucha, kimchi, fermented vegetables, probiotics, foods that are good in probiotics, and also managing our stress. I talked about this on AM Buffalo yesterday. We've got to manage our stress. We all have stress, but when we don't manage it, it lowers our immune system and opens the door to disease. And so, you know, the thing we have to do is, number one, realize that we have a responsibility to do that. So there's ways to do that, like shutting down electronically about an hour or two before you go to bed. Also making sure that you accomplish something every day, that you get a sense of well-being, such as cleaning out your closet or reorganizing your drawer. Also talking to a friend helps on the phone. And also, you know, prayer, obviously, that's a way that helps me. And letting some sunshine in, you know, hopefully today we'll have some sun. Get out there for 5 minutes. It helps to boost your mood. Also making sure that you are getting enough sleep, because when we have sleep deprivation, it lowers our immune system as well. And then drinking enough water. So exercise and then doing some lifestyle tips as well as eating right, eating nutrient-dense foods definitely helps boost our immune system.
Yeah, a lot of good tips there. I've been thinking just, and I don't know how much this would actually make a difference, but, you know, going out, running around outside, doing anything that, you know, helps your lungs a little bit, if nothing else, it'll make you feel better. Having a stronger lungs when there's a respiratory disease going around.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, any kind of exercise is increasing that lymphatic circulation throughout our system, which helps to boost our immune system. And, Yeah, you're right. You know, it gives you the endorphin effect. You feel a sense of well-being afterwards. And I mean, we're all like in our wheelhouse right now. So it's good to exercise and do whatever we can, even if it's, you know, I mean, I think it's great. People that are taking my classes have their children in the background, and I can see the kids exercising. So it's a great family thing. You know, how many push-ups can you do? How many sit-ups can you do? Just get the family involved.
And it gives you something else to pass the time, too. We keep talking every day about, oh, man, there's going to be no more TV left to watch. There's another idea to pass the time.
Absolutely. You can even listen to WBEN and get your workout in.
There you go. That's exactly right. Okay, so if I'm, you know, going to do something right now, what's maybe the easiest workout I can do in the next, you know, 5 minutes while Susan takes the news here in a couple of minutes?
Great question. You know what? Put on your sneakers, get out, and go for a walk. I mean, it's, you know, it's not raining out right now. Just get out there, go for a walk or a walk-run. Interval training is one of the best ways to break through plateaus you may have. And a lot of people have been a little bit more inactive than they usually are. But how do you start? You just start. You start today, because yesterday you said tomorrow, and nothing changes if nothing changes.
All right, good advice there. Robbie, thanks so much. I'm going to go get those walking shoes on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.